HNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Just in the last couple of days, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, had a meeting with Britain's Liz Truss. And it was kind of a heated discussion. Again, the topic, the supposed Russian invasion of the Ukraine. This psychological operation is British and American in nature, trying to convince all the other European nations and NATO that they should recognize that Russia is going to invade and that they should send arms to the Ukraine for the coming war. Well, in the conversation, said, speaking to these people is like a deaf person talking to a mute, and that the sides have struggled to find common ground. Well, there's not going to be any common ground with Russia and London. None. There can't be. There won't be any common ground with the United States. There won't be. Because England and the United States are unified in the plan to destroy Russia's power base with all of her ally nations, her states, because they're interfering, Russia is interfering with the globalist plans of the United States and America and the global leaders internationally. So there's not going to be any compromise. Then Lavrov went on to state that nobody is hearing each other. Unfortunately, our efforts to explain ourselves have not been heard. Then Truss, again, she urged the Kremlin, quote, to take the path of diplomacy, and argued that a war in the Ukraine would be disastrous for the Russians and the Ukrainian people and for the European security. Lavrov immediately responded, stating, we have sued for diplomacy for all these years. We will continue to do so. Russia has been cheated, wronged for many, many years, many times when it comes to agreements and obligations from other states. And you've had this alarm, which has been sounded out of London in recent weeks, stating that the buildup of Russian troops along the frontier with the Ukraine could be the prelude to a full-blown invasion. Well, the left hand is busy doing things here and there throughout the world. This multi-armed Shiva has got hands everywhere. The multi-headed Hydra has plans throughout the nations of the world. And London continues to push with the United States the narrative that Russia is going to invade. Then Truss doubles down on threats of sanctions, saying that were Moscow to order an offensive, the response from Western nations would cripple the country's economy. Well, she states to Russia, to Lavrov, Russia must respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Ukraine, as Russia freely signed up to do in 1994 at the Budapest Memorandum. If these principles are respected, I believe that in today's talks we can make progress to strengthen security for all. Basically, she is like a sidewinder snake coming around to bite you from behind if you don't watch what's going on. To which Lavrov stated, somehow we're waiting. There was a comment last week that Russia's waiting for the ground to freeze so they can move troops in. So Lavrov states, some are saying we're waiting for the ground to freeze in the Ukraine so that Russian tanks can move forward. Well, this is frozen ground between us and our British counterparts. Either our counterparts aren't aware of the facts, or they're ignoring them. He also hit out at Truss's suggestion, raised by journalists, that Moscow was seeking to threaten its neighbor by amassing a reported 100,000 troops closer to the border. He states, we don't want to threaten anyone. And now, presently, Belarus, they have been, for the last 10 years, I think, Russia and Belarus, they have these war scenarios where they get together once a year and practice strategies. Well, this is why the United States and Britain are stating that Russia is getting ready to invade the Ukraine. No. They're just in their war games exercises. Now, he also, at the present time, the decisions by the Britain, by the UK and the US to withdraw diplomatic staff and their families from Kiev over the fears of conflict are without foundation. Now, Russia's saying, now we're thinking that maybe the US or the UK is planning something as they're advising their staff to leave, but it's not us. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
I went through the hanging zone.
backstabbers. And the backstabbers are using psychological operations internationally on wearing masks, taking shots, isolating yourself from other people, pressing for war with Russia. Are they going to be successful? Well, you know, one of the things that is made clear throughout the scripture is many of the prophecies in the Bible talk about the end of the world. And Christ addressed what will happen at the end of the world. Like I stated yesterday, the first thing he stated was when the disciples asked him, what are the signs of the end of the world? First thing he said was, don't be deceived. There would be psychological operations. There will be operations to deceive the people internationally. It will be a plan by very powerful people that understand how Christ or how God made the soul of man, mind, emotion, and will. And they will target the mind, emotion, and will. This is what's happening with the masks, with the vaccinations. It's an attack on the mind and the motion and the will, the soul of man. It's a psychological operation on all three parts of the soul of man, mind, emotion, and will. And they have perfected how to deceive. Whenever you see this current power, I don't want to call him president because he legally is not the president of the country. He is an imposter. The legal president is still Donald Trump. He won the election. They will never admit to it. They can't admit to it. It's fulfilling Bible prophecy also. But whenever you see Joe Biden in his speeches, stop and begin to tug at your heartstring of the American people. That is the psychological operation has just been put in gear. This is why psychiatrists, they go to the mind, emotion, and the will. They don't go to the conscience. They don't go to the heart. Mind, emotion, the emotion could be considered to be the heart, but it's different, actually. They play on the emotion of people. Well, anyhow, in the prophecies at the end of the world, one of the big prophecies will be the War of Armageddon. Another prophecy will be the attack of Antichrist and the occupation of Antichrist of Israel when he invades Israel and occupies Israel. Another sign of the end of the world is when they bring in the Mark of the Beast system. Another great sign of the end of the world is when Antichrist comes to power. Another great sign of the end of the world is a nation, an empire, who will rule the world. And the one who rules that empire will be Antichrist. Another great sign will be when Israel goes to war with all of the enemies in her surrounding Israel and is victorious over them. Another sign of the end of the world, one of the early signs, a big sign. That is a big sign right there when Israel initially removes all of her enemies, all of the terrorist groups. When that little skirmish or war, when that prophecy has been fulfilled, the next big prophecy to follow will be the destruction of Russia and all of her ally forces that come with her into the Middle East to occupy Israel. This was in Ezekiel about 580 something years ago. And here's how Ezekiel He doesn't use the name Russia. He uses a different name. He uses a term, Gog, in the land of Magog. The Russian land is called the land of Magog. And Gog is kind of like the invisible spirit that rules Russia. And the nation in that area that's going to go to war are the nations of Meshech and Tubal, two families, which are basically Russian. And God says that in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 4, he tells Russia, he says, I am going to turn you around. I'm going to put hooks in your jaws. I'm going to bring you out with all your army, your horses, weapons of war, your militaries. They're going to be well equipped. And you're going to be a large army, a huge army with weapons. Iran will come with you. Ethiopia will come with you. Libya will come with you. It says also this, a nation by the name of Gomer, which it implies, I believe, East Germany. People living north of the Black Sea, which would be Beth Togarma, which would be probably Turkey, and some of the other nations in that area. And from the far north, Russia, you're going to come with all your troops. And many nations are going to come with you, Russia. Be prepared. Prepare your armies. Prepare all of these nations that are going to come with you, because you're going to be their commander. You're going to be a guard for these nations. And then Ezekiel says, in many days, in the latter years, you're going to come down into a land that has been rebuilt and recovered and restored from war, which is Israel. So God is saying that Russia is going to come down to invade Israel with other nations, Iran. And are we presently, is this a scenario in Ezekiel chapter 38? Is Vladimir Putin? I stated yesterday, I have to correct something. I stated yesterday that for about the last 20 years, Russia has been returning to the God of Russia, to the Greek Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox Church. Well, actually, it's more like over 45 years, Russia has had a revival and a turn back to God, and is continuing to turn to God. And this is something, this is one of the reasons why the Pilgrim Society, America, a Pilgrim Society, England, this is why they have to stop Russia. Because the Russian people, through the Russian Orthodox Church, are once again, their consciences are tender to God. It was an atheistic nation, a God-hating nation, up until about 75, and then it began to turn. Something happened in Russia. God visited that nation. This is what the globalists fear more than anything. They fear the people of the nations turning back to God. In Canada, with the trucker strike, they do not want religious men called that have been called by God to be pastors and spiritual leaders to lead these truckers and the people of Canada in prayer, asking for God's help. This is what the globalists fear more than anything. They fear people praying and asking God for help. They fear nothing more than that. Because when people pray and ask God for help, when they pray and ask, especially the Christians that understand spiritual warfare, And they began to petition Jesus Christ. If they're Gentile or Yeshua, if they're Jewish, or Jesus, if they're Mexican, Latin American, or if they're Japanese, Sheshu, Christ has given his name to the nations. And when they begin to pray to Christ, God answers. This is what Pilgrim Society and all of the occult secret societies fear more than anything. This is what they fear in Canada. Prayer. This is what they fear in Russia. The Russian people that for the last 40 to 45 years, their nation is void of God from 1917, 18, all through Second World War into the 60s, 70s. Total communism. They do not and will not allow God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit to be part of their society. And then what happens? There was, for prophecies at the end of the world to take place, Russia had to return to the God of the Bible, to the Messiah of God, Jesus Christ. They had to return. How were they going to do that? Through the Russian Orthodox churches. What man has allowed religious freedom in Russia like never before? Gorbachev, he didn't like it. Boris Yeltsin wasn't too high on it. Vladimir Putin, when he became president, he began to take the sword, Damocles' sword, off the throat of the Russian Orthodox Church to allow the Russian people to live and worship God and to live by their consciences once again. Abortion began to stop. Alcoholism began to slow down. Divorces, the divorce rate went way down. Down to zero? No. The nature of man, you'll never bring sin down to nothing. You can't stop it all. But if you take a curve, you can see that from where it was, the abortion numbers in Russia, from where they were to where they are now, there's still going to be a little abortion. There's still going to be alcoholism. There's still going to be a divorce rate. But if you look at the curve, everything has dropped since Vladimir Putin became president. Because God has used Vladimir Putin to make Russia the power nation, and the nation that is going to be a guard and is going to command and direct the armies that are going to invade Israel. We cannot stop it. The world cannot stop it. And Pilgrim Society is trying to destroy Russia. All they're doing is putting hooks in Russia's jaw. And those hooks mean Russia is not going to is going to move south and invade the mountains of Israel to the east. But there will become also destruction to the land of Russia. We'll talk about that in just a second. We're watching something where God said he's going to let the world know that he is real and alive. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary. Or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on, join our convoy, ain't that the one getting our way? We gonna go this fucking convoy across the USA.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Yes, wouldn't you believe that if you're going to shake the world, who are you going to shake the world with? Truckers. Truckers. The man who, they're the modern day cowboy. They're the ones who bring everything to the stores that you go to purchase, anything that you need. And wouldn't you know, it would be truckers, the common man, the man, hardworking part of society, that's going to shake the world. Isn't that incredible? You know, years ago, there was a company in Greeley, meatpacking, Monford Meatpacking, and they used to supply beef and lamb to the East Coast. And at one time, I worked for them. And I'll tell you what, nothing like having a 425-horsepower Caterpillar motor with 18 wheels and 20 forward gears. I had a split two shifters, 20 forward speeds. You could go 40 miles an hour backwards because you could really work those gears just in a nice pattern. Of course, you never did. You'd go 4 miles an hour backwards, that's it. But at that time, from Greeley, Colorado to the East Coast, I-80, I-90, the left lane, the inside lane, was known as the Monford Lane. And going down the interstate at 90 miles an hour, now that is a experience. And Monford Lane, they used to travel about 90. East Coast back to Greeley. East Coast back to Greeley. They called it the Monford Lane. These truckers are shaking the world. God is taking the cream of the earth to shake the world. And where's he shaking it from? Canada, of all places. It's incredible what we're watching. And the New World Order, they are fearing one thing in that strike in Canada. They are fearing the prayers of who? The Canadian truckers and the Canadian people supporting these truckers. That's what the globalists fear more than anything. The prayers of God's people. And here in this country, we can't be there. But we can pray, God's kingdom come, God's will be done up there, that God will use that trucker strike in Canada for the benefit of the Canadians, for the Americans, for the people throughout the world, and to put the fear of God in these corrupt, satanic devil worshipers that know, that control the world presently. They don't get it all. The just and the unjust, they both get rain. And the good and the bad, the sun rises on each of them every day. They don't get it all. But if you're going to pray, pray that God's will be done, that His kingdom come, and that He will use that trucker strike in Canada for His will. The globalists shudder at the thought of God being involved in any society. Why do you think they're trying to destroy the United States of America? Why did John Dewey in 1916 or 17 state that he was going to take prayer out of the schools? He's going to get the Bible out of the school systems. And there was not going to be talk of religion in the school systems. Why? Because he was an atheist. He hated God. He knew God was real. But he had to get God out of America. America was founded by basically the majority of who founded America were Christian people, God-fearing people. But the devil's children also came over on the Mayflower. One of the families on the Mayflower was the Collins family. If you remember, a lot of Collinses in politics years in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. There's another family, I'll think of the name in a second, the young man that went into Aurora, into the theater, and killed those people. His father's lineage came over on the Mayflower. I'll think of his name. Anyhow, this is what these people fear. This is why they hate America and have hated America, because of America's Christian base. And now their plans were, from the very beginning, to destroy that Christian base, just like they destroyed the Christian base in Russia in 1916 and 17. Well, now the Christian base has returned to Russia. But the Christian base in America, they have to stop it. And they're going to. They're having great victories, but they're not going to kill it completely. In fact, what they're doing is they're sowing to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind. Because what they're doing is they are stirring up these spirits, the spiritual abilities of the Christians in America. And as Christians in America begin to once again reconnect perfectly with God and His plan and His purposes, there's going to be an army of Christians in this America, in America, that are going to really shake the foundations of what's happening in this nation. That's soon to come. I just thought I'd present that. I present some of this on Sundays from 9 to 12 on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. So, but anyhow, God is using truckers to shake the New World Order, like He's using Russia to shake the New World Order, like God used Donald Trump to shake the New World Order. The shaking is going to continue.
The P.E. Gun Show, February 12th and 13th, has two giveaways, an AR pistol from Modern Arms and Optics, and a 12-gauge semi-auto from GB Survival. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located at 1840 Greeley Mall in Greeley, Colorado. Buy, sell, or trade in $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show. January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Friday, February 25th at the Immortal Bar in Johnstown, Colorado. Still They Ride, tribute to Journey. With special guest, Asha Blaine. Tickets are available at TheImmortalBar.com or StillTheyRideBand.com.
We are Still They Ride!
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
So here we have Judy Collins. Was Judy Collins part of the Collins family that came over on the Mayflower? Well, according to some research, it appears as if she is part of that family. Also, we have the Aurora shooter, James Holmes. His lineage, they came over on the Mayflower. James Holmes was part of a psychological operation by the military. He does not know, probably to this day, really who he is and where he is and what he did. But his father, the day before the shooting, or the day, well, his father was to appear before Congress, and his father was instrumental, I believe, if I remember correctly, in putting together the algorithm that was used in Europe in the LIBOR operation. And he was to appear before Congress to explain LIBOR and what happened with all the banks and why all this money was confiscated, how the U.S. Treasury basically was robbed and the American people were robbed. Well, the day before he appears, his son goes on a shooting spree in Aurora, Colorado, and kills these people. And then the boy goes to court, and he does not know where he is. And the woman that was his psychiatrist was from Boulder, and she was part of the, I think it was a Navy psychological operations. I have to go back and check my notes. The Collins family, psychological operations, right here in Colorado, Columbine High School, Colorado. The sacrifice on the mesa, table mesa in Boulder. Psychological operations. So, okay, now going back to Russia. Russia cannot escape her fate as a nation. Vladimir Putin, is he going to be the president of Russia that is going to go with the Russian armies into the Middle East? Well, I know that Vladimir is going to do whatever is necessary to protect Russia from Pilgrim Society London, Pilgrim Society New York, New World Order internationally, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the White House seat is empty. Somebody's there, but he's really not there, being used. But he's not the one that's making the decisions of anything, not making any decisions. He's following orders. Who's giving the orders? You can doubt me on this, and that's okay. Barack Obama and the Barack Obama operatives that are still in power in the United States government. These are the ones giving the orders. It is not Joe Biden. And Barack Obama is taking orders from, to some degree, George Soros and Pilgrim Society, New York, the aristocracy. And he hates it. I promise you, Barack Obama, there is this person, he hates the United States of America like no other nation, even though he was president for two terms, even though he was a senator. He hates this country. He hates everything about this country. And when the opportunity arises, eventually he will destroy this country. But we'll talk about that in the future. But now we're going to go back to Russia. If God says that Russia is going to come with armies of the other nations into the Middle East to attack Israel, to take over the land, it is going to happen. It cannot be stopped. Bible prophecy is accurate. It is accurate forecasting. You can't stop it. Interpretation? That's the problem. Is my interpretation correct? Well, I've made my case for my the way I see it. We'll see now. Inaccurate interpretation. That's always been the problem with prophecy teachers. Accurate predictions by the Bible, in the Bible, by God, by His prophets in the Old Testament, New Testament, and inaccurate interpretation. Well, we're going to see. But Vladimir Putin, the hooks are being put in Russia's jaw. Russia is really being pressed politically, economically, going to be pressed militarily. Vladimir Putin is going to have to make decisions. Now, already decisions are being made to move Russian troops and arms, weapons, into present-day Syria. And the ships, Russia's naval capacity is also in the Mediterranean. Why is it the United States wants Syria? Why did Barack Obama want Syria? Why were previous presidents, why did they want Syria? Because Syria has a port on the Mediterranean. America doesn't want Israel. It's too much hassle. Eventually, America will invade Israel, but that's down the road. America doesn't want to invade Saudi Arabia. It's the Muslim forces there. You'll never overcome them. So America wants Syria, Syrian ports. We'll be right back with Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley,
970-616-3100. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Finish out this final segment. I have a question. I've been thinking about this. Okay, presently you have England, and many of the European nations are sending weapons to the Ukraine. They're bringing them in any way they can. EU nations are sending them. NATO nations sending weapons to the Ukraine for the coming battle. Well, I feel that eventually the Ukraine and many of the Ukrainian people that are in the military are going to want to go with Russia to the Middle East. So I'm just wondering if these EU, the NATO nations, and America last week sent four shipments of weapons, arms, to the Ukraine. Four shipments. And I don't mean we're talking, you know, 1,000 pounds of bullets and 10,000 pounds of rifles. No, we're talking shipments. We're talking about these metal containers, and not one or two at a time, probably 10 with each shipment, I would assume. Well, is America sowing to the wind and is going to reap the whirlwind? What if Russia, with the Ukraine, what if Zelensky has a change of heart and says, you know what? Let's use these weapons to take out Israel. And they take all those weapons down to fight Israel. Now, I'll give you a little more insight in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel said that when this war takes place, there's going to be enough material to stockpile Israel for 7 years. Enough fuel to use in her industry. Probably enough metal to forge her own weapons. For 7 years, Israel is going to be set. She's going to be stockpiled. Are all these weapons that are being sent to Ukraine part of the stockpile that is going to end up in Israel's hands? I'm just wondering. I'm wondering because it says that when Russia comes with all these other nations and these other armies, there's going to be so much weapons with them, coming with them, that Israel will run her industry for 7 years. That prophecy has not yet come to pass. It will come to pass when Russia invades Israel. So that means that Israel's war with her neighbors is getting close. Because I think the Russian war, I think, is out a little ways. But I don't know. Things are escalating. The Pilgrim Society, and in the article that I was reading from at the beginning, England and the United States are really pushing and pressing Russia, a psychological operation, saying that Russia will invade. Well, I think we're watching what the left hand is doing up in the Ukraine, but what's the right hand doing down in Syria? Meaning, what's the United States doing in Syria? Done for today. Done for this week. Talk to you Monday. A Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, here on KHNC.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.